We're going to have some extra time here. It took a long time to get through all the kids who wanted to do the knockout, and it went almost the entirety of the full 10 minutes. So that's fine. We have plenty to talk about. The boys play tomorrow at Northwood. We go on the air at 6:10 for the 6:15 JV start on Newstyle Warsaw. And then the Lady Tiger, or the boys will be back in action at home on Saturday against an Elkhart team that won their first game of the season on Tuesday when they were winners at home over Plymouth. So we'll have JV and varsity at 6:10 on Saturday here on Newstyle Warsaw. And then next Tuesday, it starts for the Lady Tigers, and we hope that it goes for a long time. Warsaw and Northridge to open up the tournament in Middlebury at the Northridge Gym. We will go on the air at 5:40, and the tip-off is at 6 o'clock sharp on Newstyle Warsaw. Game 2 on Tuesday is Concord and Penn. Then the first semifinal is the winner of the Warsaw-Northridge game against Elkhart. Goshen awaits the winner of Concord and Penn in the second semifinal a week from Friday. And then the championship, note the start time. If Warsaw makes it to the championship, the game is at 6 o'clock, the championship. I don't know of any other sectionals that start that early, but that's the situation. So that happens. We'll have expanded coverage. We'll start at 5:30 on Saturday for that championship game. But the Lady Tigers got some pretty thick water to get through to that point. They're going to have to beat Northridge again. They'll have to beat Elkhart, who they did not play in this regular season. But I think, well, I'm sure, I'm 100% sure, the girls don't remember what happened at Concord with the Elkhart Lions last year, so they'd like a shot at redemption on that. And then, realistically, it's Penn in the championship, and Penn would like another shot at the Lady Tigers, because they were down 34 early in the fourth quarter in that game here in the Tiger Den. Ended up getting it down to 19, which is where it ended. So they'd like a chance at redemption of their own in that game from the end of November. So that's what we've got coming up over the next week. And if you don't have heart medicine, by golly, you better get some. Now, the deal is, the boys also play next Saturday. They play at Chesterton, playing the Fighting Jeff Hamstras. Now, if the girls are in the championship game, we are not going with the boys, because the boys game won't get over till 4:30, and there's no way to drive to Middlebury and get on the air by 5:30. So if that happens, then we'll work through that down the road. Buzzer sounds, third quarter about to begin. Warsaw in possession of the ball, leading 41-24, looking for their sixth win in a row here in the 2024 calendar year, and a 14-7 final regular season record. Five that started the game, Zartman, Neely, Bricker, Winchester, Chastain. Bricker drives right, they cleared off the side, and Jocelyn goes in and scores. Mask on for Jocelyn. Good report from the doctor on Monday. They said, you should be fine. Just don't do anything crazy. Stillman at midcourt to Oberlin. Oberlin hands back to Stillman. Now to the far sideline to Caswell. Caswell to the top of the circle. Threw it into the corner for Reiner. Reiner back to the corner for Caswell. Caswell will dribble it out. Hand off for Stillman. Man-to-man defense here by the Lady Tigers. Oh, and an illegal screen call there. Caswell with, frankly, a dangerous screen. And I've got her for three fouls. Yes, that is her third. And it's out of bounds to Warsaw with 7:14 left to go in our third quarter. And Warsaw by 19. Bricker, right side for Chastain. Out top Winchester, left side to Bricker. Bricker drives left, now cuts in the lane. Got around another defender and put it in. One drive from the right, one drive from the left. Both baskets, 45-24, Warsaw by 21. Pass up the sideline, Holman, and then her pass to Oberlin was in the backcourt. And I don't think either official saw whether that was over and back because of all the bodies in the way. Oberlin throws it through the legs of Caswell and out of bounds. And Warsaw picking up where they left off in that second quarter. leading 45-24. 6:40 left to go in our third quarter. Final game in the Tiger Den for the girls this season. Neely at the top of the circle. One-on-one. Starts in, steps back. Shoots a three, missed it short. Rebound grabbed by Angola. Grabbed there by Reiner. Now to Stillman. Stillman up the far side of the center circle, trying to back to in on Bricker. She'll turn and shoot in the lane and miss it. Winchester's got the rebound for Warsaw. Neely up the far side with some space. Flips it back to Winchester in transition for three right down the middle. Her second three-pointer of the game. She's got six. She's been in double figures every game so far this season. New kid in there, that's Carly Gillen. Gillen sends it down court to Oberlin. Her reverse layup's no good. Winchester with another rebound. Up half left side, Zartman. A pull-up 22-footer is no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Oberlin for Angola. Stillman at the line, near sideline. Down to the corner for Gillen. Gillen will bring it out the wing against Neely. I think those two are about the same size, but they are not built the same. That's the difference between a tree and a stick. Shot in the three in the corner is good by Holman. That's her third field goal, her first three. Bricker down to the left block. Fakes, leans in, shoots it off the glass. A little too hard, no good. Reiner the rebound for Angola. She'll bring it up herself through the center circle. Bricker waits for her there. Off a screen, Oberlin for three. Rebound grabbed by Neely off the glass. And she'll bring it across the line. Now to Winchester between the circles. Near side to Zartman, down in the corner, wide open Chastain. She'll shoot a 10-footer, and it's no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Gillen. A rare shot taken there by Braley, but one she needs to take. If she doesn't take shots, then nobody's going to guard her on the offensive end at all. And that doesn't help the other four. In the lane, foul called. Stillman threw a pass down in there. It was Carly Gillen making the catch. And she caught it in amongst all the trees. Winchester gets the foul. That's Brooks first of the game. Each team has one here in the third quarter. On the inbound, Stillman. Inside, wide open, is Holman for two. Holman scores. In transition, Winchester back to Bricker. Open from the NBA line. No good. The rebound grabbed by Holman for Angola. Stillman to the far side. On the left wing for Reinert. Ava picks up her dribble, lobs inside. Caught in the lane, Stillman. Whips a pass underneath. Wide open shot, no good by Isabel Reinert. And the rebound to Warsaw. In transition, Winchester hands off to Neely. She'll give to Bricker. At the midpoint of quarter three, Warsaw leads 48-29. Right side for Chastain. Tried to slip it inside and did slip it inside. A perfect pass to Winchester and she scores. I didn't think Braley's pass was going to make it in there, but somehow Winchester came out of there with it. Pretty good catch by her. 50-29 Lady Tigers. Stillman between the circles. Dribbles left. Poked at by Bricker. Well, she'll get rid of it to the right side for Ava Reinert. Up the baseline for Gillen, and she stepped out of bounds. Thought there might be a foul there. Again, I'm at the other end of the court. I can't tell. Timeout on the floor. It's a full timeout for Angola. 3:31 left to play in the third. Warsaw 50 and Angola 29. We're back in 60 on Newsnow Warsaw. Roger Grossman back at the Tiger Den. Oliver Grossman's alongside. You got something you want to say?
Hello.
He's a man of few words. 3:30 clock running. Third quarter. Warsaw with the ball leading by 21. Bricker off the right. They clear out the right. Bricker stop and go move. Now the helper comes. Out to Neely at the top of the circle. Back to the right. Zartman off a screen. Zartman holding shoulder high. Down to Winchester in the post. One-on-one. Half hook is good. Winchester adds her name to the double figure crew. So Zartman, Bricker, and Winchester in double figures. Once again, 52-29 Lady Tigers. Pass out top. Knocked away. Reinert will have a held ball. The air belongs to the Hornets, who are going to end the night 13-9. And again, they're awaiting what's coming in the conference. At 8-2, they're currently third, but if things work out, they could be in second place before the weekend's over. Spin in the lane. Reiner put it off the glass. No good. Tipped out to the free throw line. Grabbed by Angola. Reiner backs up to the corner. Shoots a long two. No good. And Bricker's got the rebound running. Bricker racing down the middle of the floor. All the way in on Stillman. Header shot blocked. Foul called. I think Stillman's going to get the foul. Two players hit her on the arm. It is Stillman's first foul. Bricker to the free throw line. She's had some troubles at the free throw line lately. That free throw percentage is all the way down to 71% now. It was in the mid-80s about 3 weeks ago. That one's up and in. Bricker averages 16 a game. She's at 18 right now. One more coming up for the sophomore at 5'8", who, including tonight, has been in double figures in all 21 Lady Tiger games. And has a pretty extensive streak going back to the end of last season. Bricker missed the second. Neely had the rebound go over her head. And the rebound's grabbed by Angola. Warsaw by 24. 2.5 minutes left to play third quarter. Stillman against Bricker at the top. And she threw it out of bounds into the seats where the band was. The band's going to hear that they could have got a basketball in their section. They're going to be disappointed that they weren't around for that. Bricker comes out. Vilma back in. Winchester's going to run the point this time. Brooke into the center circle, guarded loosely by Oberlin. On the weave, she hands off on the right wing to Neely. Back to the right, Zartman for three. No. Long rebound grabbed by Angola. Isabel Reinhardt. Stillman on the left to the baseline. Shot it to Ardo. Good. Rebound grabbed in lane by Oberlin. She puts it up. That won't go. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Winchester for the Lady Tigers. Neely down the middle of the floor. Oh, a fancy move. Underhand. Flipped it off the glass. It wouldn't fall. And the rebound's grabbed by Gillen for Angola. 1:50 left to go in the third. Warsaw leads 53-29. Stillman out between the circles. Ball knocked away by Chastain. She picks it back up. Oberlin to the right with one dribble. She's harassed by Vilma. Pass the lane tipped and taken away. Winchester with the steal. Long pass ahead to Vilma. Vilma on the left wing back to Winchester. Now she'll throw it back out to Delaney. Now with 85 seconds left. Off to the near side, Chastain. Down to the block for Neely. Right side, open three, and it's Zartman's three. That's 6 3-pointers in the game, and now 22 points. Back-to-back 22-point games for Warsaw's number two. And the 5'8 sophomore with another big night from the arc. Six more threes, and now 81 for the season. She does, well, things have to get really crazy. But it's not impossible, as we see Stillman turn and shoot from the left block at the other end. In transition, here's Zartman again. She'll run this one in, kick it out. Here's Vilma open for three. That's no good. Winchester comes flying in from the backside and scores. Oh, and Lenny Krebs loves that. 12 now for Winchester. Her average a little over 15. 58-31 Warsaw. Half a minute to go here in the third. Good pass by Caswell down to the baseline for Gillen. And she's hammered on her way to the hoop. Chastain with the foul. That's her first. The band's back in place, and they're just now finding out that the ball landed in their section right after they went out to take a break. And they're like, what? No way. Gillen's free throw no good. Wren in the game for Vilma. Bricker back in for Neely with 27 seconds left to go in our third quarter. Great to have you with us wherever you are listening or wherever you're watching on the Tiger Broadcast Network. Gillen shoots again. That one's no good. Rebound grabbed by Bricker for the Lady Tigers. 58-31 Warsaw. Lady Tigers have the last say of the third quarter. Bricker through the center circle just ahead of the 10 count. Drives right. Now keeps driving right. Now keeps on driving right down to the basket and scores. 20 for Bricker. 6 seconds left to go in the third. At the timeline, Caswell dribbles right, flips it back. Oberlin, a desperation leave, no good. Through three, Warsaw 60, and Angola 31. We start the fourth after these words on News Now Warsaw.